Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor, and whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Well, hi, Dustin. My name is Harold Gappa, Gappa. All right. Here's what did you get any background on this or just get referred?
Yes, the only information I was sent was the account.
Okay, all right. Here's on my side. Here's what happened, all right? I took a survey for Kohl's, all right? And they said, "Well, guess what? You won $100 off. Pick a prize." So I picked the watch, all right, from you guys, all right? So it's come up 792 with shipping and handling. So I called and I says, "I want to make sure is this right?" And so the gentleman I talked to, whoever, said he was very good. He says, "That's it. You won the prize. You have to pay shipping and handling." So I give my credit card. So I got a charge for 792. So now my credit card comes out, and let's see, it's like, all right, that when I got the 792 was on November 20th. The charge from you guys is on December. Or yeah, December 7th for $59.97. Okay, so I don't quite understand what happened here. So I thought I had a. So are you saying the watch is worth $159.97? Because he told me, he said that's the only charge I was going to get. So I'm really confused here. So I don't know whether. I didn't get on a program with your company, or Kohl's was misleading, or I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
So what I am showing is that on 11/19 you would have signed up for the 14-day trial of our smartwatch.
No,
And
wait. I went to Kohl's and said you get $100 off. But you have to pay shipping and handling. So I paid the shipping and handling, but I didn't. Where's $100 off? So you don't have an agreement with Kohl's?
I am sorry, we do not. We would be a separate company.
I know you're a separate company, but you can also have an agreement to provide something, all right? But I'm just trying to figure out where I go here. Because I don't think I owe the $59.97, but I understand your position where you said I could try for you know, there. I did not read that agreement, all right, and I admit to that. So if you said you get it for $7.92 for 2 weeks, if not, you don't, you know, you either cancel or return it or whatever, or you owe. That I understand, all right. And I'm in agreement with that. But why was I referred to you by Kohl's? Can you help me here? I need to talk to somebody. If it's not you, do I need to go to Kohl's? Hello?
Well, yes, I am sorry. I'm not sure where you would have gotten to us from Kohl's. However, on our site, it does state that it is a 14-day trial. And if you do not cancel within the 14 days, that you would be billed for the product. However, what I am showing that I can do is I can issue a 35% discount.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you. I appreciate that. And all right, I will take it because at some point in time, it's going to be not worth my time to pursue it. It's just I feel like I got really screwed here, and I don't know whether it's by you guys or by Kohl's, but somebody's messed with me, and I don't know how to. Anyway, thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be. I'm not trying to be nasty to you. I appreciate your offer. All right, so I'll take it.
And you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. If you have anything,
That'll be on my credit card.
Yes, you will see that back on your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right, so the charge on my card was $59.97. So about a third of that was 60, would be around $20.
It
Is
would be a
that right?
refund of $20.98.
Okay. All right, listen, there is one other thing now that I have somebody from your company, I think the watch is nice, but have you looked at the instructions on how to operate it? I can't see that. I mean, my God, that's so little. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I really am sorry. I have not seen the instructions theirself, so I do apologize.
All right, no, okay, listen. You know, sometime when you have nothing else to do, you should go look at that. It's like I put it under a magnifying glass and I still couldn't read it. So I love what it does. I can't get it to operate because I can't read the instructions. So if you have a chance to talk to people in China, let them know that they need to have instructions that, you know what I'm saying? So
Yes, I
that,
will definitely pass that along.
oh yeah, all right. Anyway, I did my part. If you can't do yours, I understand. All right, listen, if this call's being monitored, I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to the credit. All right. And thank you for being patient with me because I could actually be really upset, but you're nice and I appreciate it.
Well, I really do want to thank you, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
One last question. Have you had any other of these calls?
You are actually the first call I've had that said they wasn't able to see the instructions, so I will make sure I definitely do pass that along so they can look into making the instructions a
All
little
right, all
bigger.
right. Now, listen, I didn't say I couldn't see the instructions because I was lazy and didn't read them. All right. I did call, and somebody that answers the phone says, "No, your total charge will only be $7.92." That's what I agreed to, and I didn't go farther, and I understand that's my fault, not yours. Okay? But I'm telling you, that's really misleading. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do completely understand how you feel, and I will definitely make sure that they make those terms and conditions a little easier to
Right.
locate.
Well, if the guy said, "Hey, it's $7.92, but you have 2 weeks either to cancel or return," and that I would have understood. But he says, "No, you won this. It's $7.92. That's your total charge." So somewhere the company has an agreement with Kohl's, because Kohl's is not a fly-by-night company. They're not going to put their name out there that there isn't an agreement somewhere. Okay? So I guess I need to go back to Kohl's. Right?
Well, yes, I am sorry. As far as I know, we don't have anything to do with Kohl's.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh my God. All right. You know what? It just could be a scam. I'm old and I get tricked into thinking I could get something for nothing, which is really wrong. Anyway, once again, thank you for giving me some sort of discount. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.